Thank you for calling customer service. My name is JT. May I have your zip code so I can see if you may have an account with us?
91737.
Thank you, miss. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Lisa Ford.
Thank you, miss. I do have an account put up for that name. Before I can give the sensitive information on this account, can you verify the credentials by confirming the billing address that we have on file mail?
6213 Granby, G as in girl, R as in Raymond, A as in apple, N as in Nancy, B as in book, Y as in yellow Avenue, Altaloma, California, 91737.
Thank you for verifying your account, ma'am. I do see on the 20th of April, you paid the shipping and handling for the Pure Smart Watch and the Pure Mini Pods with the warranty.
Okay.
Yes, I do see you purchased that watch that helps you track your steps, track your sleeping, and can monitor your blood pressure and heart rate.
Okay.
I see it was delivered. Have you had a chance to try out the product? Are you interested?
No, I didn't even know what this Simple Life is at this point, because the amount showed up on my account. I wonder, who is this? So this is a one-time fee, or what's the deal?
All right, so what you paid for when that $26.85, you paid the shipping and handling for the watch and the pods, which were $5.95 a piece, and the one-time life warranty on the watch. So the watch had a malfunction, broke down, anything like got old, you can get a new one 100% free. And that was $14.95.
Okay. That's my expensive doorbell. I'm sorry. Mally, go out. Go kill it. Go kill it and come back. Sorry,
so that's what
ahead.
So yes, ma'am. That's what that $26.85 charge was, ma'am.
Okay. So this won't be charged to me ever again then.
Well, if you don't cancel, I'm actually seeing down the 14th, you didn't cancel because there were attempts to charge that were declined. Since you didn't cancel on the 7th of, yeah, the 7th of May, since you didn't call in to cancel within the 14-day trial, you were billed the full amount, but they were all declined, so nothing was taken out of your account.
Okay.
If you don't, yeah, if you were not to cancel within the 14-day trial that states in the terms and conditions, you'll be billed the full amount for each product that you got. So you'll be billed the full amount for the watch and the full amount for the pods. And that'll be that one-time charge. And then after that, you won't have any more charges, ma'am.
And how much is that?
I can find that out for you, ma'am. Give me one brief moment. All right, ma'am. For the Pure Smart Watch, that'll be $59.95. And for the Pure Smart AirPods, that'll be $74.95 with the warranty.
Okay.
But
so I'm paying for the watch. I thought it was a free gift. Okay.
Well, it was free. You're right, ma'am. It was free. But only if you cancel within the 14-day trial. That was like the little game that the company was playing. If you cancel this, they were basically giving them away. But they were counting on people reading the trials and terms and conditions. Because in those, you get it for free if you cancel within the 14 days. Even on the 14th day, you can call in, cancel. You get to keep that watch, keep those AirPods with that warranty. You're just paying that shipping and handling.
Okay, so with this $59 and $74 fee, is that every month or how does that work?
No. That's just a one-time charge, ma'am. After that, you don't have any more charges.
Okay, and then the account's closed. And your name again?
My name is JT Jackson, ma'am.
JT Jackson. Okay, I'll keep it. I just didn't know what it was. And so this fee will show up on my account when?
Well, I'm seeing that it's declined, so I'm guessing your bank stopped it. So,
right.
So you
I
have
just,
to.
I just talked to them, and they're the ones that gave me your number.
Right.
So it's fine. Okay, and I'll call them back as well. So when will this be billed to me?
When you you have to call your bank and let them know that if they see a charge for $59.95 and the $74.95 on the 7th or 8th of May, that's the charge from us. That's if they don't see any other charges for those, if they don't see those charges on those dates and another one on the 10th and 15th, or between the 10th and the 15th, because since it didn't go through, there was another attempt again. So it's going to keep attempting until it actually goes through. So your bank is going to probably call you again, or you can call them after you get off the phone with me and let them know that these two charges are, you know.
Okay. So I'm being charged every time you guys have put attempts through, or this?
No. It's just that one. You're being attempted, but it's only trying to get that one-time charge. Once it gets that one-time charge, it doesn't attempt it anymore.
Okay, and that one-time charge is how much again?
That for the watch, it would be $59.95.
No, okay. No, the attempts that you were trying to make to the bank, is that for the $135, or wasn't there another fee?
There was only two fees after the shipping and handling, the $74.95 and the $59.95.
So all you're going to put through again the 74 and the 59, and that'll be the end of it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, no other fees, so I can go ahead and tell them it's okay for the 59 and the 74. That's it.
Yes, ma'am. The reason why I was being attempted was because it was being declined. So since it was declined and nothing went through, it attempted it again. It was declined again, so it's going to keep attempting until it gets that initial charge. Then once it does, it stops attempting because there's no reason for it to keep going forward. It already has the payment.
Okay. Okay. When will it attempt to go through again?
Well, I see since the last one went through on the 15th. Since the last one went through on the 15th. So that was only about 4 days ago. It might go through today. It might go through tomorrow. I'm seeing a 5 day gap in between. So maybe either today or tomorrow, you'll probably see that your bank will probably call you. Is this a valid charge?
$59.95 and 74. What was the other one?
$74.95, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to tell them $74.95 is okay and $59.95.
Yes.
And then that will be the it. We won't hear anything more from you.
You won't hear nothing from us unless you want to call again to make another purchase.
So basically, I am paying for the watch versus now, is there any way I can just send it back?
Well, we don't really have a refund policy due to health conditions because of the pandemic, but I can see if you can give me one brief moment, ma'am.
That's okay. Never mind. I'll tell them this is okay. I'll keep the watch, and I'll just go from there. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I understand, ma'am. But I was going to say I could if you wanted to return, I could offer you a nope, that's if you wanted to cancel. Never mind. I thought I could have offered you something, but it was for something completely different. My mistake, ma'am.
Okay, that's fine. I'll let them know that now.
All right, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. And you're called Simple Life. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.